WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Unless you live in an area with high mountains, you've probably never experienced a Chinook. A what? A Chinook is a wind most notable in the northern high plains that brings in drier and warmer weather. One of the main reasons for the weather change is the sloped elevation. When air moves from the higher elevations of the west, it travels downslope as it moves east. With air moving downslope, the temperature and relative humidity of the air will change adiabatically. Sinking air will warm at the dry adiabatic lapse rate. When this warmer air replaces a very cold polar air mass, the temperature increase can be dramatic. Chinook winds do not occur just in the United States, but similar winds in other parts of the world have a variety of names. Even in the United States, another name for the Chinook is snow eater, so dubbed because the warm, dry air quickly melts and evaporates any snow still on the ground. In North America, it is called Chinook because it seemed to the first white settlers encountering the strange wind that it emanated from the territory of the Chinook Indians, and the name stuck. Across the pond in Switzerland, the wind is called Schneefresser, literally meaning the snow eater. In the Andes Mountains of South America, it is known as Zonda. But wherever these winds take place, there are tales of unusual weather events. The air at high elevations tends to be dry with low dew point. When air moves downslope, it dries even more as the relative humidity decreases. So as the temperature of the air warms as it travels downslope, the temperature and dew point will get further apart or diverge. This increases the dew point depression, so the relative humidity decreases. One of the most famous Chinooks occurred on January 22, 1943, in the Dakotas. The northern and eastern slopes of the Black Hills were at the western edge of an Arctic air mass and under a temperature inversion. A layer of shallow Arctic air hugged the ground from Spearfish to Rapid City. Around 7:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, the temperature in Spearfish was minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit when the Chinook kicked in. Just 2 minutes later, the temperature had risen to 45 degrees above zero. This 49-degree rise in 2 minutes set a world record that is still on the books today. By 9 a.m., the temperature had risen to 54 degrees. But what came suddenly can go away just as suddenly. When the Chinook died down, the temperature plummeted 58 degrees in only 27 minutes. The Chinook is most notable in the winter in the northern high plains, and it presents meteorologists with a very big challenge trying to forecast one of these. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.